You'll be talking about the pre-K debate in Idaho. Are others talking about this issue as well?
They are. There have been several newspaper op-eds. It's come up at the legislative education listening sessions. Members of the governor's task force for improving education have addressed it, and members of the public have brought it up to task force members at their public meetings. But most of the talk about pre-K seems to boil down to people asking the question, why aren't we talking about pre-K?
Has that always been the case?
As listeners will hear this week, around 2007, 2008, it was a hot topic in the news and in the legislature. About that time, there were some studies on pre-K in Idaho. For example, Boise State's Public Policy Center found the majority of Idahoans thought the government has a responsibility to provide pre-kindergarten education to low-income children.
In your reporting, you also cite another Boise State study. It's about pre-K in Idaho, but it doesn't come from the College of Education at the school. It comes from some members of the economics department. And that seems, at least at first glance, like an unusual place for a study on pre-K to come from.
Turns out economists are very interested in preschool. There's a whole school of thought pioneered by Nobel Prize winner James Heckman. It researches the social outcomes of early education. Heckman and others say early education is the best use of public money. Boise State's Chris Laux, one of the authors of the study you mentioned, says spending money on pre-K would actually save Idaho money in the long run.
We lessen the probability we're going to have to invest in prisons. We increase the probability someone will graduate from high school. We increase the probability someone will graduate from college. We lessen the probability of teenage pregnancy. We lessen the probability of drug addiction.
That list goes on for a long time.
So what do opponents say?
I didn't find many people who said they were outright opponents of statewide pre-K, but I encountered a lot of skeptics. The top thing they bring up is money. It would be expensive to essentially add another grade to our K-12 system. But you also hear a lot related to another theme. I'll let Idaho's school superintendent Tom Luna articulate that.
I hear from higher ed, they could do better if our high schools do better. But what I hear from our high schools is that our middle schools need to do better. What our middle schools would tell you is our elementary schools need to be doing more. And what we hear from many is that it's a kindergarten issue, and then kindergarten says it's a pre-K issue.
The other version of that is, they told us kindergarten would solve our problems, so we added that. Now they tell us we need pre-K.
Adam, in all the reporting and interviewing that you've done on this subject, do you think Idaho will someday have statewide pre-K?
Well, we have a new wild card in the deck. President Obama says he wants all kids to have access to early education, and he's proposed raising cigarette taxes to do it. But one pre-K advocate says maybe a state system isn't right for Idaho. The head of Boise State's Special Ed and Early Childhood Education Department, who we'll meet tomorrow, says he likes district-based approaches with multiple funding sources. We'll go to one of those in Caldwell Thursday. But economist Chris Laux says because districts like Caldwell are doing it on their own, the state will eventually step in and create a program.
If people in Caldwell start to clamor for more early childhood education, and then that spreads to Nampa, and then that spreads to Boise, then I think the state will be involved in early childhood education. But I think they are going to be involved because they lag. It's not going to be they're involved because they lead. The leadership's in Caldwell.
Adam, do you have any unanswered questions from the reporting that you've done on this topic?
One thing that interests me is that most of the states that don't have pre-K programs have one thing in common. Most are our western neighbors. But it's not just a red state, blue state issue. Some of the states with the most extensive pre-K programs are quite conservative. Those include Texas and Oklahoma. I asked most everyone I spoke to about this why they think the western states might be particularly resistant to state-based pre-K. Most people didn't want to speculate about it, but it's something I'd like listeners to weigh in on. You can share your thoughts on that on our Facebook page.
Adam Cotterell, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Adam is our education reporter at Boise State Public Radio.